Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The DH, Mark Brauhart. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tim Corcoran. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sal Butera. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Wilfong reaches second base with a double. Powell moves to third. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Powell scores. Wilfong scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haas juggles the ball. That's an error on Haas. Hatcher moves to third. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hatcher scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Twins. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Corcoran scoops it up and throws to first, with Redfern covering, for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera takes first base on ball four. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Howell reaches second base with a double. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Brouhard reaches second base with a double. Howell scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Gantner moves to second. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hatcher strikes out. One out. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilfong. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Wilfong steals second. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-1 in the game. Corcoran strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams is walked intentionally. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Simmons moves to second. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Howell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 3-2, Twins. Mark Brailhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brailhard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brailhard hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Butera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor bunts towards third. Castano fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gantner moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Yount reaches second base with a double. Gantner scores. Molitor moves to third. It's Brewers, 3, Twins, 3. Don Cooper now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Yount scores. It's 5-3, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas, who is chasing the ball. Wilfong reaches third base with a triple. Powell goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4 Brewers. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilfong scores. It's Brewers, 5, Twins, 5. Jerry Augustine now pitching. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-2 in the game. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, Double play. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to second. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Adams moves to third. Castano moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Howell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brouhard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Butera hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas throws the ball into Yount, who tags Washington trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yount is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilfong moves to second. Dave Engel pinch hits for Tim Corcoran. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel bunts towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilfong moves to third. Hatcher moves to second. One out. Pete Mackinnon pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is walked intentionally. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Castano hits a fly ball towards right field. Thomas fields the ball and throws to home. Simmons drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Simmons. Wilfong tags and scores. Hatcher scores. Mackinnon moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-5, Twins. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward is walked intentionally. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Butera takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to second. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Goodwin now playing first base. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Doug Corbett now pitching. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Howell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. It's 7-6, Twins. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brouhard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hatcher who is chasing the ball. Brouhard reaches third base with a triple. Howell goes all the way around to score. It's Brewers, 7, Twins, 7. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gantner is walked intentionally. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Powell strikes out. Simmons drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Powell out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Castano hits a line drive towards third. Howell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-4 in the game. Ogilvy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball towards left. Ward settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Ward. Thomas moves to second. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Howell is walked intentionally. Mark Brouillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouillard is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Brouillard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corbett fields it and throws to third for the out. Howell moves to second. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Washington fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Howell moves to third. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Butera bunts towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Butera for the out. Ward moves to second. One out. Kent Harbeck pinch hits for Ron Washington. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Powell hits a line drive into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 7. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.